Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, also known as the Reluctant Networker. We're back this week with another All-Star Networking Spotlight. These are the sessions where we open our networking contact list to you so you can have access to the ideas, resources, and people who can make your life more successful and significant. This week, we have a serious All-Star on our hands. This is Eddie Campos. I just literally asked him how to pronounce his name correctly. He is a RE/MAX Preferred Associates Realtor, correct? I want to make sure I got that
right. You got that right.
Got that one right. He's the president of the Northwest Ohio Realtors. He's been licensed for 18 years. He's sold over $100 million in real estate over that time. And he has got a collection of designations after his name that we'll have to ask him about later, because it's like SRS, ABR, RESA, /CSA. I mean, it goes on and on. And yeah. What you can't see, I'm talking with him on Zoom right now, but his wall is covered in all of the awards he has earned over these years. He's earned the Community Service Award of 2018. He was the Citizen of the Year in Maumee in 2022. He's the RE/MAX Hall of Fame, and he's amongst the top 100 Hispanic realtors in the U.S. I mean, this guy probably knows a little bit about networking. Hi, Eddie. How's it going?
Good. Is this the part where we hold for applause?
Hold for applause. Okay. You know, right. I think there should be some trumpets, maybe a red carpet, maybe a tiara.
And just between you and I, because you only have like a couple of visitors, I'm assuming, all those awards in the back, those all just came with the frames. It's all for ego.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever works for you, buddy. Now, Eddie, I know that you are an amazing networker. I mean, I see you at the events, and I see, you know, on your Facebook and LinkedIn, all the different things you're a part of. So let's start out. First of all, what are two networking tips or tools that we could provide to our listeners?
Thank you for the compliment. And yeah, you know, in the real estate business, the insurance business, mortgage banking, you know, meeting people's probably the biggest priority, right? And maintaining relationships is right up there as well.
Okay.
So I try to make sure that I'm always what they used to say, belly to belly with people. So I try to have at least 2 to 3 meetings a week where I'm meeting people, whether that's somebody that I cooperate with, like a lender, or somebody who's a past client, someone who's a potential first client, someone who's just, so I'm a part of the Maumee Chamber where I was a board member for a long time, someone who's a new member there and I just want to get to know them and make a connection with them. And, you know, you never know when you're going to have an opportunity to be able to refer somebody. And I go to that first because to me, and I know that you know this better than anybody, if you want to be able to build relationships, providing something of value to people is the best way to do that. So if I can find a way to provide value to somebody else, I can get them a referral, I can keep them in mind. It's tremendous for everybody. So I think it's very important to make sure that you're always leading with a question of what can I do for you? So to give you a little story to go with that, when I first joined the Maumee Chamber of Commerce 17 years ago, Brenda Clixby, who I love dearly, was the director at the time. And I remember being introduced to her and she goes, you know what? I'm really glad you came here. I hope you join and I hope you hang around for a little while because realtors don't last.
Oh,
I thought, wow,
harsh.
That's a little harsh and it sounds like a challenge. So this was probably in late spring, early summer, and I absolutely loved the meeting as soon as I walked in the doors. The people were very genuine. It felt like they really had that attitude of, we want to know you. We want to be able to find out what we can do for you. How can we help you? It was very, very nice. It was very welcoming. And the previous month, I had gone to another chamber where it didn't feel like that. Mm. So it was very, very nice. It was a great opportunity. So as soon as I walked in, within 10 minutes, I had an application in my hand and I joined. So I made a point the next month to go to Brendan and say, hey, listen, I've joined. Here's my membership application. Here's my check. Whatever you have as an opportunity for volunteering, sign me up. I want to get involved. I want to jump in with both feet. I want to be able to make sure that I'm an active member and not just a member in name only. And she goes, are you serious about that? I said, yep. I said, tell me wherever you need me, whatever event's coming up next, whatever you have the greatest need for, let me know and I'll be there. She goes, okay, I'll let you know next month at the next luncheon. So at the next luncheon, she said, are you still serious about volunteering? I said, absolutely. She goes, great. Summer Fair starts in August and I need people to help set up booths and tables at 5 a.m. on Saturday. It's like, great. All right, I'm there. And it turned out to be one of the greatest opportunities I had to connect with people, because what I found was nobody else wanted to be there either. And if you really want to bond with people, bonding with people and commiserating over something you don't want to do is a great way to do that. And I made lifelong connections there. It was just fantastic. And as much as I didn't want to be there at 5 a.m., it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me, because 18 years later, I'm still talking about it. And I'm still a member of the Maumee Chamber. And what I vowed to do for myself and for others was, I am not going to lead with, hi, my name's Eddie Campos, I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Associates. I vowed that I was going to lead with, hi, my name's Eddie Campos, what is your name and what do you do? And I made a point to make sure that I don't lead with, I'm a cheesy salesman, you know, that elevator pitch, because I don't always like it. You know, when you go into a store, some people can be very aggressive with that. And when I became a real estate agent, I really wanted to make sure that I portrayed myself in a way that people would be appreciative of and not feel upset or put off by. You know, I want to make sure that I'm not looking for a sale today. Kind of attitude was off to the side. And it was great. So I was able to really bond with people and got to know them well. And then finally, the conversation always comes back to, so what do you do? And that was the opportunity to finally talk about myself. And I just made sure that I just didn't sound overbearing when I did that. You know, I'm a real estate agent. Most people know what real estate agents do, what they say. I wanted to get to know me, because in our business, in any kind of sales, it's about the relationship. And if you don't know, like, and trust somebody, you're not going to do business with somebody.
Right, right.
So I felt that this is my opportunity to get people who don't know me to know, like, and trust me.
Now, I agree with everything you said there, except one point.
What's that?
You said that everyone knows what a real estate agent does. I don't know that everybody does realize it. I don't know that everybody understands what kind of service you are actually providing. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how networking is such an integral part of that.
Yeah, so, and that's a valid point. And I think maybe they know the first thing that a realtor does, right? They know that they buy and sell homes. And I don't, they probably don't know how they do it.
Right.
How do I even get paid? You know, people see RE/MAX Preferred Associates underneath my name. So it's like, okay, so Eddie works for RE/MAX Preferred Associates. RE/MAX Preferred Associates is a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Our broker owners, they own the franchise, so they've paid to use that name for franchise purposes and marketing. And I pay them and RE/MAX to be able to use that name so that I can market with them as well. RE/MAX is a tremendous organization. They're worldwide. They're the biggest real estate company in the world. And they do a tremendous job of supporting businesses, real estate businesses, and they do a tremendous job of education. And that's what we need, because things are always changing in real estate. So you are correct. A lot of people don't understand that, because when they find out that I basically work and get paid when I close on a home, and I don't get paid if I don't close on a home, I don't get a paycheck every week, every 2 weeks. You know, if I have a slow November, I don't get paid in November. Mm-hmm. So you have to constantly be hustling. And you know this, there's two things that I think a real estate agent always has to be doing: farming and hunting, because you don't know what's going to be able to take care of things today, and you don't know what's going to turn into something tomorrow, hence my conversation about the mommy chamber. So we can really get deep into the weeds when we talk about what a realtor does, because, you know, I've made a form that I use when I have my buyer consultation and when I have my listing appointments that talks about the 179 things I do when I have a listing and the 150 things that I do when I have a buyer. And I'm sure the same is with your business. There are things that you just do, right? You're on autopilot because, you know, if I have a client, I've got to do these 17 things, and you don't always talk about all 17 things.
Mm-hmm.
So in those meetings, I try to bring up all the things that are being done because people need to understand what the value of a realtor is. You're absolutely right.
Now, how does this tie into networking? What aspects of those services are networking related or making the connections or being a resource even?
You know, I feel that the connection with networking is important because going back to one of the things we talked about earlier is that you never know when you're going to have the opportunity to refer somebody. So case in point, there's a new listing I have that is coming soon right now. It's over in the quarry. It's a beautiful home. They've done a tremendous job. And I got introduced to somebody who is going to be someone that could help us clean the house and get it prepared for our first showing opportunity. The reason that was important was I met this person weeks ago, indirectly, nice conversation. We had a coffee together and I got to learn more about their business. Just so happens that the person I normally use is selling their business and moving to Florida.
Oh my goodness.
here's an opportunity where maybe I can connect those two and that could be a benefit for both of them.
Sure.
B, my client still needs to have their place clean because they remodeled the kitchen. They remodeled all three bathrooms. They repainted the entire home. They redid all of the flooring. So you can imagine there's lots of sawdust in various places you wouldn't normally find. So now I have a referral source to be able to bring to my client to offer that opportunity. That was all through networking.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, I know that especially in the realtor world, you get a chance to buy or sell for a particular client, what, maybe 3-4 times at most over the course of their home buying?
Yeah, you hope so, right?
Yeah, but you need more than that. And so what your goal is how can I become that trusted advisor for any aspect of their, I mean, I'm assuming people call you up, hey, Eddie, I got a problem in the basement right now. How do you know anybody that can help me out with this?
Yep, absolutely. And that's where the networking comes in to be able to connect people, whether it's to grow their business or to help in my own business. But yeah, you know, the one thing that does exist in real estate is you never know what's going to exist tomorrow. The changes that come at you are just unbelievable. Case in point, I have a client that just purchased a home and 10 days later, their house caught fire.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Just one of the worst things that could possibly happen, right? They just bought the home. 75% of the home was unpacked. There was still a lot of stuff that was not unpacked yet. They needed to get in touch with a disaster relief person. They needed to have some other resources. And here's the other thing. We had to make a lot of tough decisions, right? Because they bought a home before we sold their other home.
Oh.
So now it's like, oh, wait a second. We still need a place to live. The fire department will not let us move back into the house until it's completely done. That's going to be 4 months. Do we move back into the old house and live there since we have a place to stay? Do we find a hotel, an extended stay, Airbnb? Lots of decisions that have to be made. And obviously, it's a stressful time for them.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to be that trusted advisor that we spoke about and somebody who's going to be able to keep their head cool in this situation and listen and help advise them as where they go is critical. So in that particular case, after thinking about this and I talked to them, I said, listen, you know, we can take the sign out of the yard. You know, what has happened to you is more critical than me getting your home sold if that's how you feel. So don't feel that I'm going to be disappointed that we don't get your house onto the market and try to get it sold and ultimately earn a commission. What's best for you? And ultimately, what they said is, listen, we're only going to be able to live so long with maintaining two mortgages.
Right.
So it's best for us to move in with my family, and then we'll still get the household. So that way we can make sure we've eliminated an expense. That's not the kind of thing that's only happened one other time for me with a client. And it wasn't after they bought it. It was actually a reason we ended up buying. It's a very traumatic time. It's a very stressful time. And having your resources of people to go to in those times of need, it's not great. And that one just happened to happen in, I think it was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
So, my phone was ringing at 7 a.m., which isn't a problem for me because I'm at the gym at 5 a.m. So it was, the phone was answered, but, action needed to happen immediately.
Well, and because of the network you've created, you get to be their hero.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
now the next time they know someone that needs your services, you're going to be top of the list.
Yeah, and the same case with that house I just spoke about with the cleaning service, because we also found out that there was a situation where the previous contractor had forgotten to do a couple of things, had scratched a couple of things. So I needed to bring in my contractor to come in and help tidy up some stuff to get the house ready, because we found some issues after they started emptying the house. It's like, oh, wait a minute, we saw this. This is a problem. They forgot to put this on. So it was like, we need something to happen now. And my guy was there the next day.
Nice.
So you're right. And I do want to be their trusted advisor for I want to be their real estate agent for life.
Right.
And you hit it on the head. This is a transaction that happens one, two, three times in a lifetime, sometimes more, but at the most, it's generally three times. Well, guess what? Over the course of your life of owning a home, that could be 10, 20 years apart for each of
Right.
those transactions. So staying in touch with them on a regular basis is critical. So when it comes to staying in touch with my past clients, I have a drip email campaign, which is important. I make a point to make phone calls to my past clients just to touch base with them, see how they're doing, especially if I know of some things that have happened recently, like this fire. I want to touch base with them and see how things are progressing. But one of the other things I do that, might be of interest to people is that I make sure that I have all their birthdays. So every month, I go through my contact list and I send out a birthday card, and I include a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons, whatever I happen to be working with that month. And I put in there, it's like, happy birthday. I hope you have a terrific week. Go have a coffee and donut on me. And if there's one thing in my business that I think generates, a good ROI, because it's hard to measure that in sales, it's this, because I get text messages, phone calls, and emails saying thank you.
Yeah.
So it's very appreciated, right? And nobody sends a card anymore. People send an email and a text message or a Facebook post, happy birthday, but nobody sends a card. So I think when they get this in the mail, it's impactful. So I think it goes back to that belly to belly kind of thing. Doing some things in the old school way probably has some value.
Well, that's what I was thinking is what you're basically talking about, whether it's electronic or paper, or it's that continued face-to-face one-on-one connection. A lot of us have newsletters and such, and that's okay. It's a light touch, but it's a broadcast medium. It's not connecting with a specific person. And so you're making the effort here. Now, how much of your time do you spend reaching out to people?
So you can't see it here, but I have a chart on my wall so I can visualize this every day. And it helps me to have at least five conversations a day, helps me to create a minimum of two appointments every week. And then I've got some other things on there where it'll say, like, who am I meeting with? So it's very visual for me because I'm a visual learner. And it helps me just keep that top of mind. So that's kind of how I manage it and make sure that I can, keep moving forward and stay focused on, staying in touch with people. And at the same time, making sure that I'm not trying, I don't come across as a cheesy salesperson while I'm doing it. I genuinely want to know, because I end up being friends with a lot of my clients, and I genuinely just want to know how they're doing.
Right. Well, and it goes back to your points that you had for us right at the beginning is this belly to belly contact, and you're putting the other person first.
Yeah. And you know what? In every parts of our life, right? Isn't that the best way to be able to, you know, create great relationships, whether it's with your significant other or it's a client, is making sure that people understand that you always value them and that they're appreciated. Because it's very easy with the not so belly to belly, the indirect touches that happen where people don't feel it, right?
Right.
It's the same thing when you buy a home. You know how I know when this is the right house for people when they walk in?
Because you're with them and you see it on their
Yeah,
face.
I see it and I hear it, and you get the wow factor. That wasn't a technical, that wasn't statistics. That wasn't, hey, we need a 4-bed, 2.5 bath with a basement, 2-car garage in the west part of town. That was an emotional connection. That's how I know we found the right home. So when you're with people, trying to make that emotional connection is critical. It's critical with my family. You know, my kids are getting older. You know, your family, we were just talking about that before we went on the air. It's important to have that connection with them. And especially with your family, it's all emotional, right? So if they can feel that you're invested into them, they're going to feel much better about themselves and their relationship with you.
Definitely. And now, Eddie, I know that you do a lot of charitable works around you. You give back in a variety of ways. It's not just person to person. You are out there. You're making yourself known and being of service to the community. And I know one of the programs that you're a part of is it's called the Panther Pride Foundation.
Right.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about that and how you became involved?
Yeah. So when I became a real estate agent, one of the people that I trained with in the very beginning, he's an international trainer in real estate, is a guy named Brian Buffini. And he had a program called the Mayor Program. And basically the value is getting yourself to be hyper local and known by everyone. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to hire you or everyone's going to like you, but everybody knows you. One of the things that we say in our business is that visibility trumps ability as far as being able to at least make that initial connection. So that's exactly what I did. Maumee Chamber of Commerce, Maumee Athletic Boosters, great organizations. I love this community. I want to be around these people. So it makes it easier to be there, right? Because I want to be there. I'm not just trying to be there. You know, to make a sale, I really wanted to be involved. So everything we did revolved around our community, which is the reason we moved here because I love the community. So it was the chamber, it's the Rotary, it's going to church here, it's staying involved with the schools here. Our kids go to school here. My wife ended up on school board for 4 years. You know, we really wanted to just be hyper local. To the point where you're the mayor, right? You walk around and people just know you and feel, you know, close enough to be able to come up and just have a conversation with you because, you know, I'm serving at the first home football game and we're doing events for them, or I'm at the summer fair, or I'm helping set up booths at the Maumee Chamber.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And why? It's not because I have to, it's because I want to. I really just like the people in my community.
I'm pretty sure, again, judging by all the awards on the wall behind you, that the feeling is reciprocated.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, like I said, you know, I just go out to the nearest Myers and I find whatever things that look attractive I can put on my wall and try to impress people with it.
All right, Mr. Campos. Let me ask you this. Before I let you go, what's just one concept, one idea about networking that you think everyone should know and everyone should do?
There's several. The one thing I think everyone should do, though, if you could only do one thing, it's trying to make a personal connection with everyone you possibly can.
Okay.
Whether that's getting coffee, breakfast, lunch, you know, the book Never Eat Alone. I
I'm
mean,
very familiar with it, yes.
so I mean, that's what you try to do. You're trying to make connections. You're trying to be with people, And you know what? You're not there because you're trying to make a sale. You're there because you want to be there. And I think people pick up on that. If you're not genuine in what you really want to do, people are gonna sense that. They're gonna know that you're there for other reasons.
Right. I
So
love that. I love that. That is, I think what you were saying there is you've got to want to do it, not just try to do it.
yeah. And I look forward to it. So I'm in a B&I group, right? That's one of the ways that I try to connect in addition to everything else. And I created the B&I group because, the only way you can get into a B&I group as a realtor is if somebody retires or dies. So I decided, well, screw this. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to create my own group. And we did. And it's done very well for, it's not even a full year yet. We've got 17 members. We've passed $220,000 and thank you for closed business. Very proud of what we've been able to accomplish in a short amount of time. And trying to work with them is something I really look forward to. We meet tomorrow morning, and I'm there at 9 o'clock to set up. They start networking at 9:30. We start meeting at 9:45. I love being there. I love every one of those people. And because I created the group, out of the 17 people, I think I brought 11 or 12 people to the group. And I was very particular about the people that I chose to be in the group because I didn't want them necessarily be the top producer. I wanted them to be somebody I liked and somebody I knew that I would look forward to working with and trust them to work with my clients in the future. Because I know then it was going to be a lot easier to get together every Friday because I've got a lot of things I can do. I've got a lot of things I can do. I got this list, just yesterday of things that I've got to take care of. Northwest Ohio Realtors. Here's the list of events for Northwest Ohio Realtors. And as president, guess what? I've got to be at least at five of these every month.
Oh my goodness.
Not like I wasn't doing anything, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do something, I want to be there. I don't want to be one of those things like, ugh, I really don't want to be there, but I have to be there. So this group was specifically created in a way that I was going to enjoy being with everybody. So I think it's critical for you to be in a situation where you enjoy being in that organization, no matter what it is. If it's a athletic boosters, whether it's city council, a garden club, it's got to be something you really want to be a part of, because then
I think
it's
that's a
not a
great
chore
point.
anymore.
I mean, if you're doing it because you have to, then you're not doing it with the right motivations.
Correct.
All right. Well,
But that in itself is also a skill, right? Because everything in life is something that we have to do that we don't necessarily want to. I don't necessarily want to pay my bills. I'd rather hold on to all that money, right? I'd rather go put in a built-in pool rather than, pay a Capital One credit card or pay my water bill. But you got to learn that skill also, right? Doing things that you have to do and getting them done and just knowing that it's for the greater good and it just has to be done. But when it comes to this, you got to want to be there.
It's almost like wanting to have friends.
Yeah. And you know what? There are people that don't want that. They want to sit
Well,
alone in their recliner and watch TV. That's fine.
more power to them. We'll stick
Yeah.
with making friends, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get along with them too.
All right. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate all the ideas and the tips, and I am looking forward to our continued connection over time.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, of course you did. Please do comment on our Facebook pages where you will find the information. And of course, please do subscribe to all future ones because we would really hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Take care, Eddie.
A great opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.